your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Careful, the health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. Bob, you give great help. Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Radio Network.
It is my privilege and honor to be with you today. Long ago, I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to the sick and infirm. How awesome, how fabulous it feels to participate in a radio show forum where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally and well people to stay that way. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. This is a show all about you and your health and how to help you to become independently healthy so that you're not bankrupt as it relates to your wellness. And it's really simple. You're encouraged to go to your telephone, think about what's going on with your own health or the health of somebody else you care to call in on behalf of, and you dial into our toll-free number and ask that important question or make that important health comment. The number into the show is 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. Taking questions on the subject of health, no matter where you are in the U.S. or otherwise, at 888-553-7262. And if you're just tuning into the program, we've got a health poll question we're asking you to give us your opinion of. Many of you know by now that Joan Rivers has died, and it was as a result of a so-called routine medical procedure. So we asked this question: will Joan Rivers' death cause you to think twice about having routine medical procedures? Yes or no? You can vote on my website at drbob.com. drbob.com. And since you're going to be there on the site voting, if you haven't done so already, like me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter, and you can sign up for the free health newsletter. It's all there at drbob.com. Next hour, I'm going to be launching into an extensive commentary about Joan Rivers, and the question is, was Joan Rivers' death due to a unnecessary diagnostic procedure? We'll get into that. You won't want to miss it. And if for some reason the radio station that you're listening to doesn't carry the next hour of the show, you can always switch right over to my website and hear the program live streaming audio right off the website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. All right. Before we go back to your telephone calls and your questions, let's begin this hour in alerting you to the fact that bowel cancer, which is very problematic, cancer of the bowel, and of the cancers that affect men and women, colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. It's huge. And I know that everybody hears, well, all you need to do and all you need to worry about, all you need to focus on is make sure you're getting regular colonoscopies. And in as much as that's certainly your choice, and you certainly have that decision to make, I hope you will read the 25 things to consider, however, before having a colonoscopy. That's on my website, free of charge to read. Up at the top, you click on the button, self-care or self-help. Down it comes, the 25 reasons what to consider before having a colonoscopy. Now, German researchers find evidence that implicates the Standard American Diet, or SAD, Standard American Diet or SAD diet, as a cause of bowel cancer. Now, I've talked about this before. We don't educate people enough in the United States about how to prevent illness because there's gold in them thar ills, folks. Gold in them thar ills. Meaning that there's bank where illness is. And if we eliminate something, well, let's just take an example. The dental profession has done an enviable job of helping to reduce dental disease, tooth decay, gum disease by teaching us and educating us about how important it is to brush our teeth every day, floss our teeth, see the dental hygienist, see the dentist on a regular basis so that we're not toothless like our grandparents and our parents were. With all other parts of the body, we do a poor job of educating people as to how to avoid and prevent diseases. That's what this show is really dedicated to do. And more important than not just the vanilla generic stuff, but get in and dig down, drill down, and really give you something you can use to prevent illness. Here's another study. Researchers find evidence of a link between high-fat diets, gut bacteria, and bowel cancer. There's connections there. And you'll never learn about this anywhere else besides this radio show and others like it, and maybe healthcare providers who have their finger on the pulse of this. A large team of researchers with members primarily from Germany, and of course, a lot of this happens outside the United States because, let's face it, we are concerned about controlling, treating, and managing disease, but not as much about preventing it. I mean, who would want to put themselves out of work, right? This large team, primarily in Germany, of researchers has found evidence, and this is not the first time, evidence that implicates high-fat diets as a cause of bowel cancer due to a link with gut bacteria, which means that we have control over our level of bowel cancer if we could just educate our citizens. In their paper published in the journal Nature, the team describes the results of research they concluded using the animal model and how there is a gene associated with the onset of bowel cancer. Medical scientists have known for some time that there's a link between high-fat diets, such as that diet that most people eat in the United States, and various cancers of the bowel. But until now, we're not able to explain why such a connection exists. Some have suggested that it's tied to obesity or other side effects that can occur when a person eats a diet that's very high in fat, which is the standard American diet or SAD diet in America. In this new effort, the researchers have found evidence that exonerates obesity and instead implicates gut bacteria. Gut bacteria. We talk about gut bacteria frequently on this radio show and how critically important it is to have a plentiful supply of good or friendly gut bacteria and how to make sure that you protect and nurture your intestinal biota and make sure that that biome in your gut, that environment within your gastrointestinal tract, is replete with good bacteria, because after all, that's where most of the immune system resides. And where the immune system resides is where all the action is at in terms of our ability to fight off and resist diseases from the common cold to the big C. Now, they say these experiments, the researchers claim, indicate a very strong link between high-fat diet, gut biota, and bowel cancer. The research also suggests that in addition to modifying one's diet to reduce bowel cancer, which means cut down on high-fat foods and put more fiber and get a plant-based diet more established in your diet, such as more vegetables, more grains, more legumes, more beans, there may be a way to lower the chances of getting bowel cancers, not by a colonoscopy necessarily, because that's a management, that's an afterthought, but by reestablishing normal gut biota in people who consume or continue to consume the standard American high-fat diet. In other words, what they're saying is, look, if you choose to continue to eat your way to bowel cancer by the standard American diet, for God's sake, at least take a probiotic or try to establish friendly bacteria through taking a probiotic supplement or fermented foods in the diet, like sauerkraut and other things, that will help to your body to make that good bacteria. Several features common in the Western lifestyle include obesity and low levels of physical activity. They're known risk factors for gastrointestinal cancers. We know this. And the higher the diet is in fiber, the lower the chances of developing cancer, especially if those fibers happen to be coming from vegetables and fruits and grains, whole grains. You need to get those important biotic factors going. And one way to do that is with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. We've talked about it so many times, 12 different strains. It'll protect you. It's like life insurance to your bowel. All right, stay tuned. We're going to come back to your telephone calls, open line questions after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston beer, buddy. Boston fans, take it responsibly.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Everybody say this with me. We ain't taking no mess. You're gonna have to kick them out, kick them out, kick them out, kick them out.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
Everybody just get hyped to the beat and enjoy the life of the tree. Look, I'm telling you how. Live your life verbally, and that's the only way to go. And we're gonna show you how on the Dr. Bob Show.
And I welcome you back to this hour. The Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here helping you with your health. So you're invited to call into the program with a question that you may have about your own health or somebody else's health. Get a second opinion, a third opinion, or something regarding your own health, a health challenge you may be having. And our number into the show is 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. And if you're just tuning in, we have a health poll question. It goes like this. Will Joan Rivers' death cause you to think twice about having routine medical procedures? Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com. Again, our phone number into the show for health questions or health comments, 888-553-7262. Back to the telephone calls and questions. They just keep on coming. Next, we say hello to Robin. And Robin is calling in from La Jolla, California. Welcome to the program, Robin. Hello.
Good morning, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. What test should I undergo from a medical doctor before I start a strict weight loss diet? I'm going to go into ketosis, which is going to be to lose weight very fast.
I understand. Well, the first thing you'd want to do is not just get a blood test, but a physical exam where they measure your blood pressure, listen to your lungs, your heart, do that kind of a physical exam. And then a complete metabolic panel would be a good idea, which measures your liver enzymes, kidney function, immune function, with particular attention to the cardiovascular system, because a liquid diet and rapid weight loss for somebody who may be obese or morbidly obese puts a tremendous amount of strain on your liver, on your cardiovascular system, your kidneys. So I would go above and beyond if you intend to do something like this, and I understand why people do it. I would have your doctor really hone in on the cardiovascular system and go beyond just lipid panels such as cholesterol, triglycerides, that sort of thing, but rather should be measuring your inflammatory marker, the cardiosensitive C-reactive protein, cardiosensitive CRP or C-reactive protein. Furthermore, a good measure of your homocysteine would be a good idea, because if these are elevated, if these are elevated numbers, it would probably be a bad idea for you to go on an extreme ketotic diet right at this point in time, because once you start liberating toxins and fat and things like that, it may stress an already stressed or burdened toxic body, and you might have to just do something in advance of that in order to ease yourself down the road, as we say, rather than shock the body so much. Now, if you are concerned about this and you have a history of high cholesterol, you might want to have your doctor do some more extensive testing to see if the type of cholesterol, if you're making too much of the bad cholesterol, have him measure the small particle cholesterol. There's a test called LPP, and there's another test called LPA, which measures the lipoprotein small particle. You'd want to see if that's dominant, because that's the one that causes your blood to thicken. And one of the concerns with somebody who's obese or morbidly obese is blood clots and arrhythmias and things like that. So, you know, that those are just some of the considerations. And, of course, staying hydrated and, you know, other factors. But your doctor will be able to counsel you on that, especially if that doctor has some type of bariatric background or some semblance of information or knowledge about clinical nutrition.
Thank you.
All right, Robin, you're welcome. Thank you for your call. Next up, we're saying hello to Laverne, who's calling in from Lake City, Florida. We go to from La Jolla to Lake City. All right, what's going on, Laverne? Hello.
Hello, Dr. Bob. I need you. I took a licking, but I'm still ticking.
All right. And you're a poet. You don't know it.
In 09, I had surgery, two of them, for stenosis of the spine. That took quite, you know, what Superman had, right? But what it was, like he told me, you'll be back because in 6 weeks you'll be in a wheelchair. Well, I mean, I was in a wheelchair. Okay, now what he did, he went from the front, then he's in 30 days, which I should have never done, he has said, oh, we got to go from the back now. So we did that. Well, what it is my main complaint. I've had a lot of issues since then, like a stroke and so, but this is my main issue. My arms are numb, like my fingers, it's like they're in a keg of ice, okay, real heavy. And you know, I hope I'm describing it right. I can't button things, I can't, my use of my hands are not good, like my nerves, it's like you cut the nerves, you know. And what it is, I'm on a walker. I can walk on a walker because since then in 11 I had a stroke, but it's still these hands and my arms. In other words, this burning and this.
Yes, like I got it. Laverne, did you had an operation on your neck? Is that what happened? Is that where the stenosis was in your neck?
It was the C3-4 area. It was pressure on my spinal cord, like Superman had. Okay, and so what they did, they came from the front. They thought, had a bone implant. I got to remember all this, that I used to have to wear a thing around my neck, you know what I mean, on this implant.
Right.
Well, since then, I've had things. Oh, we've got just a little bit of room there. You know, I've had all my, you know, testing going on, but something's not right here. In other words.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since you've had any of the surgery, without, you know, going into a long explanation, are you better or are you worse?
Well, I'm not in a wheelchair. But
well,
I am worse.
Were you in a wheelchair prior?
I can walk on a walker. Yes.
Laverne, were you in a wheelchair before you had the surgery?
I did get to a wheelchair, yes.
Okay, so you're telling me that this surgery that you had got you out of a wheelchair?
Well, yeah, he said that I would be in a wheelchair within 6 weeks, that he knew I would
see.
Be
in other, in other words, to motivate you to the surgery, your doctor scared the hell out of you, is really what you're saying to me.
Ditto.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, and this is how doctors, some doctors roll, because they know that's the path to cash. And unfortunately, now you're suffering from concomitant conditions or side effect conditions caused by a failed surgery that now led to a second surgery for a condition that you shouldn't have had surgery for, most likely, in the first place. And once you have an operation on the spine, it's a very delicate structure. Now you've been hit from both sides. So the doctor has said cha-ching twice. And, you know, this is the problem. You got scar tissue now. Now you have a surgically induced neuropathy, a neuropathic condition at certain levels that you wouldn't have had you had the surgery. So I guess the question is and becomes, is your quality of life better? Put aside the fact that the doctor tried to scare the hell out of you and apparently was successful in scaring you into the surgery, because all you were looking at was, you know, in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. And that may not have been true. So what can you do here? Unfortunately, Laverne, I have to report not much, because once man goes in there and starts modifying and altering the architecture of the spine, spinal surgery is very, very tricky. Now, it can be very important and very successful in the case of fracture needing fusion or dislocation needing fusion and stability. But when it comes to stenosis, where there's a lot of degenerative joint disease, calcification, closing of the intervertebral canal, you would have been better off to have home cervical traction, use a massage therapist, hang upside down, do anything besides have surgery. But you can't unboil a hard-boiled egg. Darren, let's do something for this very nice lady, though. She's got, obviously, nerve damage here, secondary to surgery. Would you send me her name and her address? And I'm going to send her out a free copy of my book, Secret Nerve Cures, which I think she'll be able to derive some information that might be helpful for her. All right, Laverne, I appreciate your call, and I'm so sorry to hear that you've been surgically wounded, but we're going to try to help you out the best we can. Take care. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
GEICO presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word GEICO. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to GEICO.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars. Or keyboards. Drums. Or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers, who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160 and T-Mobile charges $100, and they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month for the whole family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
Ends 9/30/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit. New line port in. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge. $350 via Visa prepaid card and requires online registration. Comparison is to 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans for 4 lines. Other data options available. Prohibited network use rules. Prioritization and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabyte Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promos. Restrictions apply.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
The subject matter is health and wellness. The call to action is helping you to get healthy naturally. If that's of interest to you and you want to feel better than you haven't felt in a long time, then get on your telephone right now. Go to your telephone and call me toll free and ask that vitally important question about your own health. We can talk about your health. You can tell Dr. Bob where it hurts and get a solution to you, from carpal tunnel to how to lower cholesterol, from fatigue to flatulence, and all points in between. If it concerns you, it concerns us here at the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we want to help you out. 1-888-553-7262-888-55-DR-BOB. And pretty quick here, I'm going to talk to you, and this may break a lot of your hearts, especially if you're a pizza lover, you're a pizza aficionado. I'm going to tell you about monosodium glutamate, the hidden MSG in your pizza. That'll be coming up very shortly here, and then we'll go right back to your telephone calls and questions as well. First this, though, you know, it's a summer clearance sale time at Chamonix this summer. Now you can get the great deal of the year on something called PT9. PT9 is a nutritional formula developed by a pharmacist for men for prostate issues. Now, PT9 is a premium prostate health supplement with something called plant sterols, which come from plant materials that help to shrink down swollen and bloated prostate tissue. It also contains salt palmetto. It also contains vitamin D and more. In fact, it has 9 fantastic all-natural ingredients in the formula PT9 to take away those annoying prostate issues like urgency to go, weak flow, waking up all night long and running to the bathroom, and low sex drive or low libido. It can actually boost your testosterone. It's all in one pill. It does so naturally without a prescription. There are no side effects. The only thing that happens is you sleep like a baby. You quit squirming on the airplane and in the movie theater and getting up all night long. Does that work for you guys? And ladies, help motivate your guy. Maybe get him some PT9 and start feeding it to him. And you'll sleep better at night, too, because you're not going to be awakened by his getting in and out of the bed all night long. And stop wasting your time already on stuff that doesn't work. To get the best results, get the best product. And now, during the summer clearance sale, you can try PT9 risk-free, and Chamonix will give you 3 full bottles of something called Heart Factors Plus, which is a supplement for the cardiovascular system. 3 bottles, absolutely free, just for trying PT9. You'll see results Chamonix customers rave about, or you get your money back. It's that simple. Nothing to lose aside from all the loss of quality of life with a pesky prostate issue. Call this number and order PT9 at 800-317-9863, 800-317-9863, 90-day money-back guarantee and free Heart Factors Plus while supplies last. So call now, 1-800-317-9863, last time, 800-317-9863 for PT9. Now, I have to admit that from time to time, I will throw back some pizza, especially if I'm traveling and can't get to where the best calories are located. But some people have heard about monosodium glutamate, but they may not have associated MSG with pizza. Monosodium glutamate, or MSG, is a flavor enhancer traditionally used in Chinese food, but also found in many other foods. MSG has been labeled or classified as something called an excitotoxin, because it is thought to have the ability to overstimulate cell death, headaches. It can cause headaches in some people, diarrhea, flushing, poor attention span, hives, fatigue, numbness. It's, of course, depending on the person and the dose they get, tingling, vision damage, and MSG from MSG exposure. So the question becomes, does your favorite pizza contain MSG? And we looked this up, and we found a number of pizzas that do, in fact, contain monosodium glutamate, or this flavor-enhancing agent that some people are highly, highly sensitive to. And those pizzas that contain MSG include pizzas that are from Pizza Hut, Domino's, CC's Pizza, and I know I'm breaking a lot of hearts here, but I bring the news. Then you decide. Papa John's, Round Table, Uno, Little Caesars Pizzas, and California Pizzas, California Kitchen Pizzas. So all the big boys, all the main ones, have MSG in them in some manner or another, whether it's in the crust or in the cheese or something, this monosodium glutamate in some level. Now, you can get away from that by making your own pizza, and it's not that hard to find a recipe where you can make your own pizza. In fact, you can make healthy pizza by making something my wife does from time to time, and that is to make a pizza with a zucchini crust. It is delicious, and you don't have to worry about MSG, and you get the zucchini and the vegetables that are in the nutrients that are in a vegetable called zucchini. It's great. You can use a tapioca-oriented substitute for cheese, and then you put the veggies on there and the tomato sauce. You are good to go. It's out there. Look it up. You'll find it, but at least now you know where the hidden MSG is in your pizza pies. All right, now we're going to get back to your phone calls and questions. If you want to join us here on the show with a question about your own health, you can do so right now, toll-free. There's one line available for the first time in today's show, so call in right now, 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. Next up, we say hello to Jeannie. She's calling in from Evanston, Wyoming. Welcome to the program, Jeannie. Hello.
Thank you. I'm having severe pain in my arms and my hands, all the way up the insides. No sleep at night, tingling. If I have my writing with my pen or my paring knife, my fingers freeze. They just Motrin 800 milligrams won't even touch the pain in it. I can't raise my left arm. I went to a chiropractor. He works on me. He gets it so I can lift it, and it lasts about an hour, and then it's right
okay.
back.
Okay. Well, I can already tell you. Let me get to what you need to do here. I'm glad you're seeing a chiropractor. That's the right doctor of choice. It sounds like a spinal problem. It sounds like a problem with your neck or upper back. Your chiropractor needs to order you something called a Pronex, P-R-O-N-E-X. It's a traction unit you use at home. You lie down. It's like a little accordion you place your neck into. You're lying on your back, and it pumps up, and it sort of spreads apart your neck. You probably have some disc problems. You deserve to have an MRI of your neck. Ask your doctor to order your chiropractic physician to order an MRI so he can properly evaluate what's going on. I also recommend acupuncture and massage therapy, and that should move this along. Thank you for your call. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Did you know that doctors recommend omega-3 essential fatty acids for kids and grown-ups alike? Nordic Naturals, the number one fish oil in the U.S., offers omega-3s for everyone. In fact, Nordic Naturals has one of the largest product portfolios in the world. Our best-selling Ultimate Omega is available in soft gels or liquid, both with a light, clean lemon flavor and no fishy aftertaste. This concentrated formula has been clinically shown to support heart health. For children, kids everywhere love Nordic Naturals Children's DHA, offered in great-tasting strawberry liquid or chewable soft gels. New Omega Boost is a creamy, delicious formulation of omega-3s. With its great mango taste and velvety smooth texture, Nordic Naturals Omega Boost is a great choice for the whole family. Nordic Naturals carefully manages every step of production of our omega-3 fish oils from boat to bottle, so you can count on Nordic Naturals to be exceptionally pure, fresh, and effective. Nordic Naturals for kids and grown-ups alike. Available at natural products retailers or online at Nordic Naturals.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe, it's hard to look right.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
And all the other boys.
And a healthy welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And thank you for telling all your sick friends, all your sick relatives and coworkers about this radio show so they have the opportunity to tune into the radio station you're listening to right now or online so they can hear about all the latest breaking news in the arena of health and have the opportunity to call into our toll-free number and get healthy advice at someone else's expense. I have been accused of giving good mouth to ear health resuscitation. Guilty. Guilty as charged. Now then, let's get right back to work with your telephone calls and your questions. We'll say hello next to Charles, who's calling in from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Welcome to the program, Charles. Hello.
Good morning, Dr. Bob. Over the last 5 months, I've had a lot of lack of energy, very tired, muscle pains, runny nose, and they're looking at now saying I might have fibromyalgia. The only thing from blood tests has shown a low platelet count and a high bilirubin. What can I do naturally?
Well, I want to encourage you to look up somebody's work that's worked extensively in this area. I happen to know Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, he's an MD who authored a book called Fatigue to Fabulous. Fatigue to Fabulous. Look it up, Amazon.com. Or you can find his books in health food stores as well. And Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, writes about this extensively. He has an acronym. I think it's like SHINE, and it stands for sleep and hormones and infection and nutrition and exercise, and meaning that he tries to encourage people to look at all of those components, because if you do have fibromyalgia, it's going to require taking a look at each one of those areas to clear up whatever imbalances that exist in those areas, or you're never going to get well, and you may end up going down the slippery slope of conventional medicine, wherein you won't get well. And you'll get worse if you follow the regimen that medicine has to offer for fibromyalgia. So you have to look at this thing comprehensively, Charles, in order to get the results you desire to have, which means that you may have hormonal imbalances, you may not be getting enough sleep, there may be some low-grade infection going on in your body unbeknownst to you, which your doctors may not be interested in tracking down, and you probably won't be interested in having treated, like viral infections, bacterial infections, fungus, mold, yeast, those kinds of things. And when it comes to your doctors being alert to the fact that there may be certain nutrients that are deficient in your diet that need to be supplemented, or foods need to be encouraged that have high amounts of these elements, like the antioxidants and lipoic acid. We were just talking about that yesterday on a radio show that I was doing. And other important endogenous substances that your body needs to have energy and make you feel better, plus an exercise regimen. If these things aren't being addressed, you're not going to get well. Medicine has very little answers for fibromyalgia. In fact, usually they make the condition worse.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hate to give you that advice, but it's true.
They recommended some med, but I don't want to try the med until it's the absolute last resort.
Well, you know, medicine should always be considered in life-threatening situations or when other things don't work. But the key, remember this, is conservative first, liberal second, radical last. Why are we going to liberal first and we're skipping over the conservative ways? You take a look at Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum's work. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum in his book, Fatigue to Fantastic, and look at the SHINE program that I just outlined. And if you do that, if you're like most people who have fibromyalgia, you're going to get better.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your phone call, sir. Think about it, folks. Think about how many people in the U.S. right now are being diagnosed with or have fibromyalgia, and you're hearing about it more and more. At one time, conventional medicine denied that it even existed, even though it's been around since time immemorial. We used to call it rheumatism and all kinds of other names, fibrositis and fibromyalgia and all these names. And when doctors finally realized it was a condition in which there's certain hallmarks of the condition, which I won't go into, they finally said, that's an area that should be under the tent of rheumatology. which means now the rheumatologists are going to treat it. These are the doctors whose orientation is to drug people first, ask questions later. Not that I don't respect them, because there's a lot of hardworking women and men in rheumatology and people who treat rheumatic diseases and stuff like that, but their orientation is to provide drugs, things to manage diseases, things to suppress diseases, which sometimes you need to do. But in the case of fibromyalgia, it is a wrong move most of the time. And Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum's work in this area and the results he's been able to obtain for so many people is right on the mark. It works. It gets results. The worst that can happen is nothing happens, but that generally doesn't happen. People get well, and they're happy for it. All right, when we come back from this break, this next break, we're going to give out the phone number again, because we're going to be here for another hour to serve you in the capacity of answering your health questions. So be sure to be prepared to write the phone number down. And next hour, we're going to get into the Joan Rivers death situation. You won't want to miss that. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. High blood pressure is the silent killer that terrorizes one in four Americans. Experts recommend high blood pressure prevention to prevent critical damage to major organs like the heart, brain, kidneys, and eyes. Do you have high blood pressure? Are you tired of the side effects of prescription blood pressure drugs? Try PressaSure, the safe, effective, natural remedy for high blood pressure with no adverse side effects. PressaSure is the number one selling all-natural product in Asia, recommended by thousands of hospitals. PressaSure begins regulating blood pressure immediately. Do what thousands do for high blood pressure. Take PressaSure. Call 1-888-686-3683. That's 1-888-686-3683, or go to PressaSure.com. Mention this show and you'll receive three bottles of PressaSure for the price of two. That's right. Get one bottle absolutely free. Call 1-888-686-3683. Call right now and you'll also receive a free bottle of multivitamins with the special. That's 888-686-3683.
This is a special report from the National Association of Manufacturers. A new NAM report finds that federal regulations cost Americans more than $2 trillion every year. Small manufacturers bear the greatest burden. Jay Timmons, president and CEO of the NAM.
Manufacturing is making a comeback in America, but this could all come to an end if manufacturers continue to shoulder a disproportionate cost of complex federal regulations.
The NAM study finds that a typical manufacturer pays almost $20,000 per employee per year to comply with federal regulations. The study also estimates that small manufacturers shoulder a disproportionate share of the federal regulatory burden, more than three times the average U.S. business.
You know, these costs don't even include the more significant regulations heading our way, like the new ozone standard, and that would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history. So now's the time to institute reforms to build a stable, balanced regulatory environment for manufacturers and small businesses to create jobs and fuel economic growth.
For more information, visit NAM.org. Audio provided by the National Association of Manufacturers.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. And mechanical pencils for a buck. I got a Muppet that-ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers valid while supplies last. Limits apply. See store staples.com for details.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's DOCTOR Bob.com.
I want everybody to know next hour we're going to be on the air, so we're not going anywhere. And if you want to continue to call in next hour, even though you may not receive this radio show on the station you're listening to, you can still call into our toll-free number. We will be here and on the air for the next hour at 1-888-553-7262. That's 888 888- 55 Dr. Bob. And if your radio station doesn't get the program, you can still go over to my website at drbob.com and hear the next hour live streaming audio, drbob.com. Now, I don't know if you guys saw the dominance this last Friday night of all these cancer telethon that was going on. It was on every major television station. And I thought to myself, wow, that's got to cost some big dinero. And, you know, the problem that, of course, they paraded all these people out with the testimonials and talked about the percentage of, you know, you can extend your life. They, of course, honed right in on childhood leukemia to, you know, to take your emotional strings and tug on them. Send money. We'll get the cure for cancer. And, you know, 70% cure rate, 90% cure rate. Well, there's no question there's been a lot of important strides made in the area of leukemia in children. That is for sure. But when they don't tell you is about the people who have not responded to chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. They don't tell you about the people who have died from the very treatments. Chemotherapy is a toxic drug that causes more cancer than it prevents. Radiation treatments cause cancer cells to be 30 times more potent than regular cancer cells. And chemotherapy actually causes cancer. And we don't even have to talk about the risks associated with surgery. And I'm not knocking cancer treatments because sometimes they are necessary. What I'm saying is this. We need to have integration with both natural and unnatural, with both safe and unsafe techniques in the treatment of cancer. That's not what's happening in the U.S. However, what is happening at Sunridge Medical Center is just the opposite of that. They offer advanced alternative medical treatments for chronic diseases like cancer. In fact, I encourage you to hit their website and read about what they do for cancer patients at sunridgemedical.com. Sunridgemedical.com. They get results for people who are not getting results, who are like death warmed over from the medical treatment that they're getting. There's been a lot of important developments that your doctor may not know about. Find out. Get those important questions answered at sunridgemedical.com, or better yet, call them toll free and ask them if they want to have a consultation with you to see if they can help you too at 800-923-7404. Sunridge Medical Center, 1-800-923-7404. 800-923-7404. Sunridge Medical Center. All right, I want to encourage you to stay close for another dose of extreme wellness. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about Joan Rivers. Was Joan Rivers' death due to an unnecessary diagnostic procedure? We'll get into that and back to your phone calls after this. Stay tuned.